Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Mike Zaz about an upcoming showing of the Brinton Films at the State Theater in downtown Washington and how it's going to be a celebration. This is part one of a two-part interview. A special presentation is coming up here in Washington regarding the Brinton Films. Can you let us know what's going on?
On May 1st at 2 o'clock and May 2nd at 6:30, we will have a major celebration at the State Theater. We'll be re-premiering films that haven't been seen in over 100 years, and the difference is that we'll be showing them in color. The films originally were in color, even though color film was not possible till 1929. These films are all before 1908, and Mr. Brinton, who traveled and showed these films, had these films hand-painted, so each frame had been hand-painted.
And can you tell us about the significance of the location?
Mr. Brinton and Mrs. Brinton were from the Washington County area, and they appeared many times in the local theater, and for a number of years they managed the theater. And so, because this was their home base, that's one of the reasons. And another one is that we're planning this to coincide with the announcement that it is the longest running movie theater in the world.
And what has gone into making that announcement?
Lots. There's had to be a lot of documentation. And this is done with newspaper ads and newspaper reviews and... We have a newspaper article that says that there are movies or moving pictures. They didn't call them movies. Moving pictures coming, and this was in October of 97. And then afterwards, there was an article about it, and the Guinness people need to have both before and after documentation. And so that we can, without a doubt, say that there have been movies since 97. Recently, we found an article that said that someone was coming to show movies in 1897, and it was the same man that had shown moving pictures the year before. So we're trying to document it back to 1896. And that's significant in that movies didn't start until 1894. And so, and some of the films in this collection go back to 1895. So it's a... I say it's a worldwide significant event, every place but here.
That's very interesting. So are people outside of the community looking in at this?
Yes. One of the people that will be helping with the show is coming from Paris, and not Paris, Iowa. Somebody keeps asking me that. It's Paris, France. We have people coming from the East Coast. There's a man coming from Hollywood. There are other people who would like to be here that aren't able to be. That have been involved with this, some Emmy Award and Oscar Award winning people were hoping to be here, but are not able to be. But it's going to be a big celebration, and as much as we can, it will be like what Frank and Indiana Brinton would have done about 120 years ago.
That's very exciting.
And right now, supposedly, the projector is arriving in Iowa City from its complete restoration in California, and we will be trying it out at the theater, and it is their original hand crank projector, so we'll be showing color films from the time on the projector that they actually used. It's not one like they used, it is the one they used, and the University of Iowa has paid to have it completely restored to working condition. It's to arrive, and I'm sort of excited about being able to use that.
That's been today's Washington Page with local historian Michael Zaz speaking about the Brinton Show. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.